Good morning, good morning. Our theme for today is resisting awakening. So follow a breath in and follow a breath out. Be still in the silence. Leave everything for now and just be still. Nothing to do. No place to go. Be still in the silence that you are. Follow a breath in and follow a breath out. Follow what I say and rest in reality. You are the holy presence of pure awareness. You are the unborn, formless, eternal presence. You are the I that is. You are the something called God. How does that feel in the body and in the mind? Let any emotions flow in. Let any thoughts rise up. Allow any feelings, emotions, or thoughts to rise, to be present with you. And any expressions of resistance to the words just spoken about who you truly are. Just let it all be there. It seems like a strange idea to say that there can actually be a resistance to spiritual awakening. You would say, but I have been seeking such a long time. I've done lots of reading. I've done listening to tapes. And lots of meditation. How could I possibly be resisting what I am searching for? but for many, the very idea of being who they truly are opens the door of thoughts. Thoughts of how can I be worthy? Look at what I have done in the past. And I still get angry. And I still judge. How can I possibly be what all my seeking keeps telling me what I am? And to the ego idea, these thoughts seem to be the truth of why the seeking must continue. The limiting thoughts seem to confirm I am not there yet. Take a breath. Let it in. Let any thoughts rise up. Just sit with them in stillness. And get to know the story that may be hiding behind any resistance. Just let it be there. Resistance can be in many forms, including the resistance to allow changes to take place. Often we will take to distraction, such as lots of reading, even looking for more to read, or listening to tapes day and night, or thinking perhaps I'll just have a cup of coffee, I'll go out in the garden, I'll take a walk, take up even more spiritual studies in hopes of getting more knowledge. It is just doing anything so as not to go deep into the truth of what you really are. In this way, one can stay on a spiritual path, but not have to awaken, not have to accept what already is, do anything so as not to have to pay any attention to the fact that I am resisting what I already am. When you want to take a journey, go on a trip, when you want to go to the beach, or go on a picnic. You have decided that is what you want to have happen. So you cook the food, fill the basket, get the blanket, load the car, and away you go. No resistance, no arguing with that which you are desiring to do. And yet, take a look. I want to awaken. Okay, you're already awake. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are not the thoughts that are telling you that you're not. You are not those thoughts. All is well. You are the beloved. You are the one presence and essence that is called God. You would think that that would be all that was needed for the journey of awakening. This truth. But the idea comes in. The idea that when I'm awakened, I have to be this and this. I have to be this and that. What will it be like? What will I do? Where will I go? You must ask, how strong, how deep is my love for self that I accept the awakening? Take a breath. Holding on to the belief in the thought, I am not there yet, is resistance to awakening, is resistance to the truth of you. Now, all of this denial of who you are, all of the distractions you take up, it is not coming from the pure self, the ever-presence that you are. It comes only by way of thoughts about the belief that you are a separate person. The belief alone is the cause of any resistance. Say that again. The belief in the thought, I am not there yet, is the cause of any resistance. There is no cause for you not to be what you already are. But holding to that thought, I'm not there yet, makes it feel as if you must continue seeking, continue looking for the self, continue hoping, praying, and studying, you will find that self. Somehow, some way. And the only thing veiling the clear seeing of self is a belief in I am not there yet. That is resisting who you already are. Breath. Let stillness be. Listen closely. There is no you that is resisting being yourself. There is no you resisting being what you already are. There is only the idea. Only the thought that is embraced of not being there yet. That is the only resistance to the discovery of self. Take a breath. And be still. Listen clearly. There is no you that is resisting being yourself or of being what you already are. That person, that character, that identity does not exist. There is no you resisting. There is only the idea, the thought of not being there yet, that is the only resistance to the discovery. So what does that thought mean? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That thought, like all thoughts, are without power. But when you embrace it, when you hold it, when you put it into your belief systems, you give it a life or a credence or a power that it does not have. To accept the thought, I am not what I already am, or I'm not there yet, is but another way for you to stay away from not moving forward through the old limiting ideas and move through the old belief systems. That there is a you to become enlightened or to become awakened. It gives you just another excuse not to move through those old beliefs and those habits. To hear the thought, I am not there, is one thing. But to continue along with the habit that it's true is another thing. So see these thoughts for the nothingness that they are, and allow that movement, that discovery of yourself within yourself, to come to full awareness. Move through the habits, through the thoughts of self-conditioning, of the idea of separation. So take a breath. And allow yourself to explore this unknown area of resistance and bring it into the heart. Bring it into that space of clear seeing, without judgment, without analyzation, without questioning. Just look at it clearly. And give an allowance to any feelings of perhaps heaviness or fear. Allow them to just be there. They are telling you it is time to let go. You are what you are, just as you are in this very moment. There is nothing you need do to be yourself. Rest deep in the assurance. You already are what you are. Let us pray. Oh, beloved one, there is no life to live apart from my being. There is no self to be apart from the self I already am. There is no God separate from the I that I am. As God is, so I am. Amen. Namaste.